In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was born for this, born to be king. I came into the world for this, to bear witness to the truth, and all who are on the side of truth, listen to my voice. To have that kingdom which Jesus is talking about is to know the truth, to seek the truth, to find the truth. Truth is not relative. Truth is not of this world. This world tells us we can believe what we want to believe. It's our opinion. Therefore, we are to be respected for what we have as our own opinion, even though it's contrary to the kingdom of heaven, the word spoken by Jesus in his gospel. He's asked us to keep the commandments. He's asked us to fulfill the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. These are things which give us on earth his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven in our hearts. It's a foretaste of what is to come. We're here for a short time. We can be of the world, living in the world, and therefore not yield to the will of God, and as a result, never know what the kingdom of God is. Or we can subject ourselves to the will of God, and in so ensuring ourselves the eternal kingdom of heaven, which Jesus has called us all. When Pilate spoke these words, he didn't know what truth was. He knew what power was. He subjected himself to the will of the consensus of the people, and also to the authority of the land, which was that of Caesar. None of them were God, but he held those opinions higher than the will of God. In order to sustain himself in his ambitious approach to want to be ruler of the land where Jesus himself had already put into existence, and also the structures of government he had allowed because he was God. But what had happened was that in this kingdom of God doesn't mean success in this life in the worldly sense, power and ambition, sinning whatever way you want in order to exercise your rights. No. The result of living in the world, by being in the world, by at the same time having the kingdom of heaven in your heart, is that of peace. Christ came to bring peace. And because he was born, he needed Our Lady in order to come to us. He himself had given us a queen, the Queen who's the mediatrix, the one who disposes the gifts of the Holy Spirit and also the virtues to us all. She is the one who we go to in order to find the kingship of Christ. She is the centre, Jesus is the empty centre. For Christ to come and reign in the world, he needed Mary to accept his invitation to want to be a child of Mary. He came into this world to be a child of Mary, to show us the importance of his mother, because if we allow the kingdom of heaven to reign in our hearts, we need to accept Mary as our mother. Many are waiting for the second coming. Many who do not believe in the real presence of our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, but that is also a foretaste of the kingdom of heaven. When we come and visit our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, except for a veil which is over us, it is the same Jesus who is in heaven, where glory is given and we are able to praise him unceasingly, we have that here on earth. So why are we not getting a foretaste and realizing through our senses and in our understanding the importance of this peace which has been available to us? We're coming to the end of the cycle of ordinary time. We're coming towards the historical time of the end of the world in the liturgy. We hear of Jesus coming in the clouds. And we're starting to prepare ourselves for Advent, which is the coming of Jesus in the flesh. The one who recognized Christ as King was the converted thief on the cross. He recognized that he wanted to be with him. And Jesus had said, because he recognized that Jesus was who he said he was, that he was a king, the good thief, Dismas, had said, "Lord," and Jesus had said, "This day you will be in my kingdom in heaven." So, the answer is very simple. We need conversion of heart, not hatred, not what the world has brought into our living rooms or in our computer rooms, which is that of violence and hatred. That's what sells. We need instead to turn those objects off if it's destroying our peace, and we're all tempted to lose our peace because those instruments are used to spread the work of the devil. So turn to him in prayer, our Lord. Ask him with the intercession of Our Lady that we be given the heart to love God with the heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.